Calvary greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome us to the third day of our ongoing fasting and prayer. We thank the name of the Lord for what he has been doing since the first day till now. We worship him for what he's going to do to the 12th day. This morning, today is our covenant day of intervention. Before we continue, I would like us to take the song of worship together. We are going to take it three times and we are going to worship the name of the Lord together. You've been faithful, Lord. From the ages past, that is why your name, O Lord, is forevermore. To Valley Korea, Dada, it's going to be wonderful this morning. Can you just sing that song of praise to Lord? You've been faithful, Lord. Lati by Shenwa. From the ages past, that is why your name, Olorukunla, is forevermore. Father, you have been faithful, Lord, Alika Debo Shagade. From the ages past, that is why your name, Olorukunla, is forevermore. We return all the glory this morning. I want you to worship the name of the Lord this morning. Father, I worship you this morning for what you have done over my lives, over the lives of everyone in Great Commission and our families, over the lives of those that have been involved in this fasting and prayer. I thank you for the hands of testimony. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the things you have done. I thank you for those things you are still going to do, that they will worship you this morning. The I am that I am will return all the glory and all the adoration unto your name. We say, blessed be your holy name, Jehovah. Blessed be your holy name, Jehovah. For everything you have done, we say thank you. I want you to begin to hush our praises unto his name this morning. I want you to begin to usher praises unto his name this morning. I want you to begin to say thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you. We give you honor and glory. We return all the adoration unto your name. Daddy, we worship you. Daddy, we worship you. Daddy, we worship you. For everything you have done, Daddy, we worship you. Daddy, we worship you. Daddy, we worship you. Daddy, we worship you. You have been faithful. 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 Edarasiwa. Oluwaishe. 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 From the ages past, Oluwaishe. That is why your name, Olorukunla, is forevermore. Oluwaishe. 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 Oba awon beshe. Oluwa awon Oluwaishe. Yaku yaju okunrin weshe. Oluwaishe. 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 Jesu weshe. Omo mi re se akufa ati bi oke ese atofe se ogun ese oba awon ba se oluwa oluwa se ya po ya ju okunrin ogun ese ope mo nija ke wo ko nija fun ara re ese atofe se ogun ese oluwa se oluwa se oluwa se oluwa se oluwa se oluwa se. We worship your name. We return all the glory and all the adoration unto your name. Oluwaishe, Oluwaishe, Olowo gbogboro ti asaya. Oluwaishe, 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 lana loni lola titi ayeraye anipe e ma je Olorun si. That we worship you this morning. We return all the glory, we return all the adoration, we return all the glory, we return all the adoration. That we say thank you for everything you have done. We say thank you for everything you have done, you have perfected over our lives. We say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Daddy, we say thank you. Daddy, we say thank you. For in Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. This morning, our prayer focus and the promises is that today is our covenant day of intervention. Covenant day of intervention. The Lord has covenanted that He wants to intervene. He wants to intervene. But one of the things I want to is not a prognoser. The Lord is not a prognoser. He only intervenes to issues that He is being called to. A lot of you have started a lot of things. A lot of you have done a lot of things behind God. It is not that the Lord does not know about it, but you have done those things. You have done those things without starting with God. You have done those things without seeking God. Without seeking the presence of God, you have started those things with the mindset or a thought of your head that you can do it alone. I want you to sing this song this morning as I want us to pray and pray for the intervention of God over our lives. I have no other God but you. I want you to sing that song with the fullness and gladness of heart. I have no other God but you. Daddy, you will do what no man can do. I have no other God but you. This morning, we are going to pray on intervention. We are going to take our text focus from Luke 5. Reading from chapter 1, reading from verses 1. The Bible made us to understand that some men were fishermen and they have been toiling from the morning till night. They are fishermen. That means they know it. For the Bible to call them fishermen, that means they are skilled in what they are doing. They know about how to fish. But this particular day, they made a lot of effort and the effort were in waste. This particular day, the Bible recorded that they have fished from morning till night. They could not even catch one fish. You have done this, you have done a lot of things, you have made effort, you have tried, but there's still nothing to show about it. Until the Lord intervened, until Jesus intervened and directed them. The intervention of God comes with a direction, and it is now left to you to obey the direction. Whenever God wants to intervene to any matter, whenever God wants to intervene to anything, it comes with a direction. It comes with a direction. It is now left for the person consigned to obey. I shared it in one of our meetings, I think on Monday. One of the greatest kingdom tools that Christian must have is complete obedience. You must know how to be obedient to the laws of God. They did not look at it that, is it not the same river we have been trying to get fish from morning? They looked at it that the Lord has said, and they obeyed. That the funny thing in that exact Bible reference is that the same river, the Lord did not say go to another river. The same river, these skilled fishermen were unable to catch fish. That was the same river when the Lord intervened. During our evening section, we will open it very well. This is a podcast. You might not have the time to preach and show us the mystery in this particular biblical reference. There is a lot of mystery there. But I would like us to open our mouth this moment and pray together. Father, in every aspect of life that I have started alone before, it is not yielding the needed result. That intervene and directs me. in every matter, you have started that relationship without the knowledge of God. It is better you call him to intervene right now. You have started that business without the knowledge of God. It is better you call him to intervene right now. Daddy, in every issue and every matter that I have started alone, I call upon thee in distress. The word said, we call upon you in distress. You answered us. Timothy Bere, Abi Timothy Bere, Gbese Leyin Re, Oluwa Ijoe Tasiloni, Oluwa Ijoe Tasiloni, in every issue and every matter that I have done without your knowledge, my Father that is in heaven, come and intervene now. Come and intervene now. My education, I want you to begin to pray in diverse ways. Let me swear to you there. My education needs your intervention. It is not going as planned. It is not going as I thought. I want you to intervene. My life needs an intervention. My relationship needs an intervention. My business 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 needs an intervention. Daddy, I pray you are going to intervene. Father, I pray you are going to intervene. I hope you are opening your mouth and saying something. Father, I pray you are going to intervene. Father, I pray you are going to intervene. I need intervention. I need divine intervention. I need you to intervene, oh Lord. I need you to intervene. You are the one that owns yourself. You know issues, you want the Lord to intervene. I want you to open your... Oh, in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I would like us to pray secondly. We are just going to pray three prayers this morning. Don't worry, just meet at the evening section. That way we'll have time to expatiate. We'll have time to expatiate enough. I want you to open your mouth and tell God. Whenever there is an accident, there is serious accident that has to go to the hospital, or there is serious medical issues, the person is taken to a place they call in medical times intensive care unit. You are going through some serious things right now. You need to go to the place in heaven. There is an intensive care unit. Daddy, this place in my life needs urgent attention. This place in my life, my education needs an urgent attention. My Father that is in heaven, I pray today, attend to my case. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. Open you. My Father that is in heaven, I pray today. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. This and this needs urgent attention. I want you to open your mouth, brethren, and pray with me. This and this needs urgent attention. Attend to my case. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. In the mighty name of Jesus. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. In the mighty name of Jesus. Attend to my case. Attend to my case. In the mighty name of Jesus. Attend to my case. Lord Jesus, enter sure me. Attend to my case in the mighty name of Jesus. Attend to my issues in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us open our mouth and pray. Father that is in heaven, attend to my case. Attend to my case in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father that is in heaven, attend to my case in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. We are going to tell God. Before we end this morning's podcast, we're going to tell God. We are going to tell God. My time, my labor. We're going to open our mouth and pray. My time laboring without profit is over. The Bible said the fishermen labored from morning till night. They could not get anything. My timely burning, it is a prophetic prayer. You're going to open your mouth and usher. My timely burning without profit is over. The period of me laboring without profit is over. The period of me laboring without profit is over. My business began to yield the needed profit. My life began to yield the needed result. My education began to work fine. My years of laboring without profit, my years of laboring without result is over. The time that I will labor without profit and result is over. Daddy, I pray you are going to intervene by fire in the mighty name. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.